Romans 8, 14 through 16. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father. James 3, 9. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. 1 John 3, 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1, 3. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, 18. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created. James 1, 17 and 18. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, 19b and 20. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7, 9 through 11. In heaven. Why is it important to acknowledge our Father is in heaven? God is said to be in heaven, not because He is so included there as if He were nowhere else, for the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. 1 Kings 8:27. But the meaning is that He is chiefly resident in what the Apostle calls the third heaven, where He reveals His glory most to saints and angels. 2 Corinthians.